It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. New Mexico State University's Research and Creativity Week 2021 celebrations start tomorrow to November 5th. Emily Guerra spoke with NMSU Research Council Chair Dr. Chris Soroka about the changes of Research and Creativity Week this year.
What is the significance of Research and Creativity Week here at NMSU?
Research and Creativity Week is an event where we celebrate and honor all of the research and creative activity that's being done by the NMSU community. So we have faculty, staff, and students presenting their works in a variety of different formats, from poster sessions to oral presentations to creative performances and media displays.
Last year, there were some challenges because of the pandemic, so you had a virtual conference. What will it be like this year?
This year, it's going to be a hybrid format, be a mix of in-person events and virtual content. And so with the increase of people getting vaccinated and the lessening of the cases we're seeing, we're allowed to have a lot more in-person events than we did last year. And so we're trying to have face-to-face oral presentations. We're bringing in musical performers live to give performances. We're going to have a screening of some films that will also be live. Now, there are certain events that are just not possible to hold face-to-face. And in a typical year pre-COVID, poster sessions drew a large crowd, and it would be impossible to socially distant at a poster session.
What is a poster session?
So a poster session is where a student presents their research as a large display. They stand in front of the poster and people can walk by and read the display and then ask them questions. And it's usually a very crowded event because several people will be gathered around a single display. We move that to be in a virtual asynchronous format where the student will actually record the presentation ahead of time and then we'll post the content online for anyone to view whenever they want.
Even for future viewing?
Yes, we're going to keep it active for several weeks after the event.
Where can the community find this information?
Our schedule is posted on the research.nmsu.edu website. That website will have all the information about our event, as well as a schedule of events, including the live performances that are open to the public. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Our Vice President for Research, Dr. Luis Cifuentes, has been reporting on the event via Twitter using the hashtag NMSURCW.
You talked about performances. Who's going to be performing?
We're going to have folk singer Eliza Gilfixson performing on the evening of November 3rd. We're also going to be having a screening of the film Walking with Herb, which is filmed locally here in Las Cruces.
Is this part of Research and Creativity?
Absolutely it is. We have people who are doing the research that you think of traditionally in the STEM fields, but we have also have a very active creative community here at NMSU. We have people in creative media and arts. We have people who are in the music department, people who are in the humanities who do poetry readings and performances, and we want all of their activity represented in this year's event.
What will you be presenting?
I will not be presenting, but I will have two of my research students presenting. I am working on studying health disparities here in the U.S.-Mexico border region. So I have two students who I'm advising in the field of applied statistics who will be talking about the statistical methods that they're using to try to get a better understanding of health disparities here in the U.S.-Mexico border region.
And has the pandemic created more disparities?
It's looking that way. And in fact, some of the research that's coming out has shown nationally that certain racial ethnic groups were more likely to catch COVID, oftentimes due to socioeconomic conditions and working in jobs where you're coming in frequent contact with the public. We're also seeing in some research that it's changed physical activity and people's access to physical activity during the pandemic may be different based on their socioeconomic conditions.
Let's go back to Research and Creativity Week and when it started.
Well, it grew out of a much smaller event that's been going on for many years. We used to have an event that took place maybe during the course of an afternoon where faculty and graduate students would display posters of their work And we would have, when I first was involved in it, we had maybe about 40 presenters, and we could all gather within a single room here on campus. Within the last 3 years, it's really grown. We've expanded to an event that goes multiple days. This year, we have over 200 presenters from the NMSU community. And it's grown from just being an event that focused primarily on the STEM fields to one that's more inclusive of creative activities in the arts and humanities.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Dr. Chris Soroka at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next, right here on listener-supported KRWG Public Media.